Attention. We have been delayed this morning in giving you the news because of a PA system failure. They will have the PA system corrected as soon as possible in the vegetable and dining area. Friday news. President Carter's Election Commission, the central commission that collects campaign funds for Mr. Carter, is charged with receiving illegal gifts. Coca-Cola, who attempted apparently to bribe and gave an illegal gift, its executive was fined. Of course not sentenced. Did you ever hear of a capitalist receiving any real sentence? But bribery for the ordinary citizen would be treated with years imprisonment. The others who gave illegal bribes or gifts to President Carter's campaign were not named. There still is a subtle undermining of the Carter administration, not because he is a popular hero of the people, but somehow the establishment is not pleased with him because the orchestrating of Gallup polls that now show him at an all-time low of any president in the entire history is being revealed from day to day. 36%. Will you please tell dispatch not to broadcast while I'm giving news? All people should cease using radio and dispatch equipment while giving news. It interferes. I hear you as I am speaking. Nonetheless, this subtle undermining goes on. As with Kennedy, apparently the ruling class decided that he was not moving fast enough or firm enough when he refused to give air support to the pirate invasion of Cuba, which caused it to go to defeat. Even though he did carry out the plans that had been designed by Vice President Nixon and the CIA under the Eisenhower administration. Carter is being undermined. Little Snipe, Snipes giving him a bad light are in every news broadcast almost. So it is my commentary that there is a dump Carter mentality in the ruling class circles. It was that his popularity was at the all-time low, they said a few days ago, at 39%. Only 39% feel he is doing a good job. Today they announced that it's 36%. Strong reaction called for against oppression of the dissidents, as they term them in the Soviet Union, continues to be heard on the news on the hour, every hour. These dissidents have been charged by the Soviet Union with illegal crimes. A Lithuanian just sentenced with violence, an attempt to subvert the Soviet government in Lithuania that has been integrated into the Soviet Union. Then there were Sharansky, who faces sentencing today, charged with illegal acts against the state and giving state secrets to U.S. newsmen. But USA insists on calling these people just dissidents. And of course you know how much trouble Secretary of State appointee, presidential appointee Andrew Young as ambassador to the UN is in. He has received a censure from Jody Powell, the principal secretary, from the president. The first attempt at impeachment has failed in the Congress, but it was done quickly, and there is speculation that a new one will be started. However, 82 congressmen voted against him in this first emergency session, and not all of his comments have been brought to light. It's been brought to light that he said in this cocktail party, when he was probably drinking a bit heavily, and thus allowed the threshold of his conscience to be freed for a moment, he stated that the Cuban and Soviet presence in Africa had been lied about. Then he corrected it and said greatly over-exaggerated. He is trying to apologize to the USA in every way possible. He says the Soviet Union doesn't have as much political and religious freedom as USA, which of course is a joke, in that no one can be a socialist and survive in USA or get anywhere at all. And religious freedom is not particularly relevant in that religion all supports the existing monetary system, and it's doubtful and dubious whether you have religious freedom if anyone tries to practice the golden rule or the socialism that was taught on the day of Pentecost. So that again is a misnomer. And if the religion happens to propagate conservative views that don't go along with the mind control of the U.S. establishment, even like Sun Moon, and certainly People's Temple, socialism out of the way, or Scientology that dared to speak about the influence of the Nazis in USA and the Customs Department and the international police, the police of every nation in the capitalist world, and all the police in USA. They're being blistered night and day. Any group that does not fit into the establishment, as far as religion, does not have freedom in USA. In fact, all religions are in better status in the Soviet Union, in that the government will provide the ministers their wage so that offerings don't have to be taken, and that people can funnel more of their time and monies into helping the programs of the government. And they can still assist with their church. Religion is greatly unencumbered and free. Now, the problem with politics in the Soviet Union, they're not going to, of course, have someone propagate that capitalism is the best way of life. Although there are many in the Supreme Soviet that have argued that you have to have some initiative, a free enterprise initiative in farming, who are members of the Soviet government. So there is room for disagreement, because the Soviets say that some people have not overridden incentive, that they have to have some motive besides working for the collective good, which is bad commentary on human beings, but understandable. Understandable indeed. In USA, no one of any repute who is a socialist gets anywhere in public life. The media does not carry their comments. They never get elected to an office. There's no socialist in the government at all. Any place in the governments of the states, municipalities, and certainly none in the Congress and none in the Senate. But Mr. Andrew Young, Ambassador, Uncle Tom, who's been trying very hard to stay alive, keep his ship from sinking, has gone all out of his way to try to apologize for his statement that there were hundreds, yes, even thousands of political prisoners in the United States. From yesterday, when he said the jails were filled with these, who were mostly people of color, black and Indian, he's now qualified it to say that he really meant and had really said that they were in jail because of economic conditions, and that USA has not worked out entirely its problems of economics, that people who are poor end up being prisoners. But you see, it's hogwash for a man to say something decent and then try to water it down in such a horrible fashion. And I doubt if it's going to do him much good. As Secretary of State Kissinger is calling for him, he said that his statements were grossly irresponsible, out of line, and he should resign if he can't keep his trap shut. and he's being hit from the right wing in USA fiercely. It's not over, not by any means, according to Guyana Broadcasting Studios and all the radio broadcasts of the socialist world that I've picked up, and, of course, the usual capitalist outlets, the BBC, Voice of America, Voice of the Armed Services, NBC, CBS, and ABC, all feel he's in for a real tough sledding. Mr. Carter is in West Germany at this time, and so we do not know what his reactions will be. There is speculation that he may wait until further on in his administration to dump him, but most people speculate that he will have to dump Andrew Young, the only black person in high government levels left. White-collar crime in Hollywood. The entertainment industry is going under some kind of a new inquiry. I hope it's not a witch hunt, but we're hearing much about it. The Warner Brothers executive has been fined $500. It's the most ridiculous thing. Several others have lost their jobs at lower levels. Probably those would be controversial people. But the executive of Warner Brothers had fraudulently signed, I don't know these Hollywood actors, but some leading actor, the name went right over my head. It's had really forged $40,000 of his checks. But the investigators in this crime commission to study white-collar crime in the film industry only fined him $500. Now, of course, if they're studying white-collar crime in the entertainment industry, it is a form of repression, because they'd be studying white-collar crime in the corporations, the big corporations that rule America, if they really wanted to get at white-collar crime. That's white-collar crime is a phrase speaking of business crime. It's another point to attempt to intimidate the Hollywood movie industry to keep them in line so they won't give too many films that might cause America to think. Spain. Dozens and dozens of bodies are being gone over by relatives who are in trauma and shock as they try to identify the charred remains at a camp resort site. Over 300 are dead as a gasoline truck went off the road and exploded in a campground. Could have been prevented by just a few dollars of work. The cause of the damage that caused the truck to go off the road and explode. But capitalism always looks after its own interest, and the oil companies that was carrying the gas, Texaco, they are not so concerned about human life, as we know. Crime increases in Great Britain. It's risen 16% in the last 2 months. Even in the semi-rural areas. Crime increase in the United States is also growing by slightly less, 12% in the last 2 months. But that's a frightening increase in crime. We remember crime, it was bad enough when we left, some of us a year ago. Japanese has had a plague of gang wars. A rival godfather, mobster, is seeking revenge in a gang war. Death squads for revenge have been set up as a mobster leader was killed. The Japanese gangster leaders, who is a new phenomenon, Japan never had gangsters until they allied themselves with USA and modeled after the Hollywood varieties of life and culture that USA practice in their decadence. Seems like we're almost at the same stage as Rome was when it finally fell. We certainly are paralleling in USA the decline and fall of the Roman Empire. Anyway, this gangster's ashes was eaten in some kind of ridiculous, ritualistic, horrid public ceremony. And after taking his ashes, they all pledged themselves to go out and find his murderers. And so there have been about 22 confrontations of gangs in the major cities in Japan. A real gangster war. Bonn, Germany. Carter and Schmidt are meeting. I will give you background on Germany today because in this important conference in Germany will be decided so much. It's a summit meeting of all the capitalist nations to try to plug up the hole of the dike that's just about to shipwreck capitalism because of the trade war, unbalance of payments, Japan having a greater surplus, nations developing in the capitalist bloc competition against their own henchmen, allies, and they're going to have to stick together if capitalism is to survive, but Japan putting up protectionist policies so that they'll sell more of their things and they'll have to buy, that their imports will be less than their exports. USA is in a bind. They're having to import more than they are able to sell. They're having to buy more than they sell, and that's bad news. So Bonn, West Germany, is taking on great significance. Prime Minister Schmidt, right-wing prime minister of the neo-fascist regime of West Germany, an unnatural division that was set up by U.S. and its allies after World War II, made a slip of the tongue and said that no more pictures, gentlemen. You'll be able to see Mr. Carter and I standing and sitting and lying. The red-faced Mr. Carter spoke back quickly. No, you will see us telling the truth. Mr. Schmidt, they must be doing a hell of a lot of lying. He may have been trying to say lying down, but it would be quite a bit out of place to have said that, in that hardly do news cameras come in and see one while they're lying down in bed. Anyway, this is a newsy day, not all of it necessarily important news, but we'll give you a little local news. Georgetown is conducting free skin clinics. We ought to check through the radio to find out the doctors that are doing that. We could get some beneficial knowledge from that. They're conducting them throughout Georgetown. Medical staff is doing that free. The Chinese and the Guyanese have formed an agreement that China will build another factory to assist in tile making here in Guyana. The Chinese have signed an agreement with Trinidad and Tobago to buy 5,000 tons of asphalt. Chinese delegation is going through the Caribbean making trade agreements. Of course, Guyana is a non-aligned nation, has to, and that it doesn't have a nuclear umbrella over it. It has trade agreements with the Soviet Union and trade agreements with the East German Democratic Republic of Germany, which is doing more, that modern socialist state's doing more to help Guyana than any other socialist country except the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea. They've signed several agreements. People's Republic of China, nationalistic in its foreign policy, terribly so, a renegade. Even though it has good things domestically in terms of socialism, its foreign policy stinks. But it has signed agreements for clay and brick and a number of other trade agreements inside Guyana. It was a brave act for the Prime Minister to go to the Soviet Union in the face of U.S. pressure. No news has been given on the International Monetary Fund. Guyana would accept aid as long as there's not strings attached to its economy, because IMF normally requires, as they have in the socialist country of Jamaica, that any aid be hinged to the right of capitalists to develop resources. One thing, Guyana has a great advantage. It has 90% of its own resources. its land, its major means of production and distribution in its own control. The Prime Minister has been very wise in that regard. And Guyana has been holding out that they will not have their money devalued. Jamaica's dollar had to be devalued 30% in order for International Monetary Fund to assist them. An ambassador who goes with one of our young ladies from Guyana informed us through that channel that IMF USA membership has strongly resisted any aid to Guyana, but that there may be some breakthrough, that some other members, European nations, are taking a more independent course in reference to Guyana, strangely enough. So let's hope that the contradictions of capitalism will continue and thus defuse the immense amount of tension in the world that could lead to nuclear war. Prime Minister Burnham has set up an investigation team, three-man commission, headed by our attorney, Sir Lionel Lukwu, who is the famous attorney in Guyana, who's never lost a murder case, and he's had about 223. He's never lost one. They are doing an investigation of the electric company to see that the people responsible for the blackouts are found, and to find out what was done, why, if there was any act of subversion against Guyana. One interim report has been given to the Prime Minister, and there's also a public probe being conducted by City Hall of Georgetown, independent of the national government three-man commission headed by Sir Lionel Lukwu, our attorney. Prominent jurist Derek Boston, who had been a judge in Guyana for years until he retired 2 years ago to go to Papua New Guinea to be a professor administrator there. All of Guyana's paying tribute because of his sudden death. He left Guyana in 1975 for New Guinea. Chief Justice Bowlers, who's a very good friend of ours, who's met with Marceline, invited her to a special party, came to our headquarters in Georgetown frequently. He's the chief of all of the court system here. Talked about the achievements of this great judge, Derek Boston, and the vast amount of research he did to bring about some of the constitutional law reforms that we will see, said Justice Bowlers, in the new constitution. He left Guyana in some controversy. It was not clear what that controversy was. Guyana local authorities discussed their role under the new constitution as they're shaping up to be able to give new services, quicker services, to the people of Guyana. Under the new constitution, all stigma has been taken off of illegitimacy. Any child born out of wedlock cannot be referred to, and any records are in public about being illegitimate. That's certainly a healthy breakthrough. If anyone refers to a child's illegitimacy, it can be a basis for slander, and in some cases, criminal action. A new daycare center is being built in New Amsterdam, Guyana, to be run by the Guyana National Services, whose commander is very friendly to us and said that many of their services is being modeled after People's Temple because his assistant, Commander Burnham, a relative of the Prime Minister, visited here with a delegation from GNS and was highly impressed, and they keep telling us that they are employing a number of our own saving methods and how to utilize things, not to waste, how to be careful about keeping our properties clean, a number of things, how we utilize everything, don't waste anything. But we still do, and we want to live up to that praise. We're also being invited by the commander, Sharon Amos and Debbie Touche, to go through some of their chicken farms and view what they're doing with chickens. They seem to be having some success. A new governmental program is being arranged for teachers to be trained in the arts and dances. China will be sharing oil technology also with Trinidad and with Guyana. Let's hope that Guyana finds oil. That would certainly be helpful. There will be an increasing trade between China and all the Caribbean. Trinidad is sending four-man team to CARICOM meeting. That is the Economic Cooperative Commission of all of the Caribbean communities, including Guyana. It will be held in Socialist Jamaica. China is not making any kind of political overtures, not making any kind of indictments about the Soviet Union. It seems to be purely economic, as GBS says. They're not making any kind of demands on alliances or allegiance to Chinese policy. And GBS said yesterday that indeed Guyana will be true to the liberation of black Africa, no matter who is for it or against it. Zaire and Angola are arranging talks to normalize relations, which is a defusing in that area, because it looked like for a while that Angola was going to come under direct attack by U.S. lackeys, the Belgians, the French, and those in Zaire. But apparently they have deemed that they do not have enough strength with all of the fires that are brewing across the world. Angola's demands for a meeting to normalize relations on the border has been granted, and there will be, it'll be an uneasy kind of relationship, said Guyana Broadcasting Studio, because Angola has accused Zaire of the most heinous practices against its people. But nonetheless, Zaire has agreed to meetings and negotiation. Jimmy Carter still is, I hear in the news in the background, silent on Andrew Young, other than he has been censored by Carter's personal secretary. Young is still trying to say that all of his remarks are taken out of context, and he goes short of everything but saying that it might be because he's black. He's diffused his whole argument now, just watered it down. Do him no good in the long run, because he will be dumped. No question about it. He will be dumped. The Australian Prime Minister, Labour Prime Minister, defeated by the Liberal Party. Prime Minister Whitcomb, brilliant intellectual politician. He made some very progressive constitutional decisions. The Labour Party was considered the most left in Australia. That means undoubtedly a move to the right. He had introduced health guarantees, medical guarantees to all the people, social welfare programs when people were unemployed or sick. He had increased the rights of the black Aborigines and had given special funds for their housing, education. This is a sad moment in Australia to see the Labour Party go down, but it's been defeated by a Liberal Party, and the Liberal Party is more conservative. We do not have time to go into Australia. Perhaps we might. That's a significant blow in the Pacific. We may mention a little bit of Germany at the close because of the important summit meeting there. And then, if I have time, Australia. Police in Cleveland, Ohio, are ignoring court orders as they have gone on a strike as of midnight last night, Guyana time. Other unions are cooperating and will not cross their picket lines. Crime broke out all over the various sectors of Cleveland, Ohio, in every neighborhood. People are just up in hand about it, but of course police get by with a lot of things, as the firemen set all kinds of fires in Memphis, Tennessee. It'll be difficult if police and fire people start a lot of strikes, and on the very close of that announcement comes the announcement that a strike is being considered also of firemen and police in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, if you have much of that, you're going to have... if police start striking, you can bet that the Army will take over in USA. It may be isolated. I'm not making any projections, but it's quite ballyhoo. It's been brought out on Voice of America in international news and even mentioned on BBC. So that BBC is talking about it right now. So that is, it concerns them. It concerns the establishment, the ruling order. A few more congressmen who are on their way out of office are out of office. Four more, including Patton of New Jersey, McFaul, another gentleman, I did not catch where, will be, are indicted for accepting bribes from the CIA, the KCIA, the fascist corrupt regime of South Korea. Washington Post carries a intense article, in-depth article, showing that Elvis Presley was an informant for the FBI in his day while he was alive before he died